From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that cruises the highways of history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're examining the evolution of American license plates, from their DIY beginnings to their digital future. The day was April 25th. 1901. New York became the first state in the U.S. to require license plates on motor vehicles. Prior to that, all the cars in the country had been unregistered and could only be identified by law enforcement through physical traits such as their make, model, and color. The lack of a registration system wasn't a problem in the late 1800s. There simply weren't that many cars on the road. But interest in automobiles was steadily rising, and by 1901, there were enough of them in New York State to warrant legislation. Signed into law by Governor Benjamin Odell Jr., the Dowdy Bill required owners of motor vehicles to register with the state and to post identifying marks on the back of their vehicle. This led to the development of what we now know as license plates, or vehicle registration plates. To be clear, motor vehicle tags weren't a wholly original idea. They had been in use in France since 1893, and other European countries had followed suit shortly after. But New York's take on the concept was a bit different, with the original plates looking nothing like what we're used to today. For starters, the plates weren't a random string of letters and digits. In fact, they didn't have numbers at all, but rather the owner's initials. The plates also weren't issued by the state. Each vehicle owner had to supply their own, either by making it themselves or by purchasing a kit. There weren't any restrictions on materials, style, or color either. Some people mounted house letters onto plates fashioned from metal, leather, or wood, and others painted their initials directly onto their vehicles. The only real requirement was that the letters had to be at least 3 inches in height for visibility. The new regulation placed some additional burden on car drivers, but it was more than made up for by finally having some acknowledgement from the government. Most existing traffic laws had been written before the advent of the automobile, so in the case of legal disputes with the drivers of horses, car owners had typically found themselves at a disadvantage. Traffic laws also varied from one county to the next, which made it difficult for drivers to know when they were breaking the law. For example, local authorities that preferred people to travel the old-fashioned way, by horse and buggy, would sometimes pass a law banning the use of cars on certain highways or streets. But there was no way for motorists to know that until it was too late. Governor Odell's new act did away with that confusion by making vehicular laws consistent across the state. It also imposed a speed limit of 8 miles per hour in cities and 15 miles per hour in rural areas, placing the owners of motor vehicles under the same rules as the drivers of horses. The law was praised by members of the Automobile Club of America, which had played an instrumental role in the bill's introduction. Within a week of its passage, 17 people had already applied for motor vehicle licenses, and according to the New York Times, a man named George F. Chamberlain was the first to receive one. By that September, 715 people had registered their cars in New York, and by April of the following year, the number had more than doubled. As car ownership continued to rise in New York, a major flaw emerged in the state's license plate system. Namely, it was far too easy to cheat the system by using fake initials or by posting your real initials without actually registering with the state. Some people just couldn't bear to part with that $1 registration fee. In response, the New York State Legislature passed a new law in 1903. It assigned each registered vehicle a number, which then had to be displayed on a license plate following the letters NY. The state also decreed that all plates had to adopt a black and white color scheme, though it would still be up to the owners to supply the plate itself. That same year, the first state-issued license plates were distributed in Massachusetts. The very first plate featured just the number 1, and it was issued to Frederick Tudor, the son of a wealthy Boston ice merchant known as the Ice King. More than a century later, Tudor's family still holds an active registration on that lucky number 1 plate. It took a while for other states to start producing their own license plates. New York dragged its feet on the matter until 1910. But as more and more cars began to crowd the roads, the need for stricter regulation became impossible to ignore. By 1918, every state in the Union, which was 48 at the time, had begun issuing its own vehicle license plates. And when Alaska and Hawaii joined in 1959, they quickly did the same. By that point, the plate's size and materials had been standardized to the 12-by-6-inch aluminum rectangles that we're used to seeing today, although colors, images, and mottos still varied between states. In recent years, some states have begun experimenting with digital license plates that use a small flat panel screen to display a vehicle's info. For now, the technology is mostly suited to businesses with large vehicle fleets to keep track of. But as it becomes cheaper and more accessible, electronic plates may very well become the new standard. It would be a far cry from the homemade leather tags of old New York, but I guess when it comes to cars, innovation has always been the name of the game. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.